Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is author David Pogue. His newest book is entitled Switching to the Mac, The Missing Manual, Lion Edition. Hello, David. How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's actually not a new book. It's an update, isn't it?
That's right. The life of a computer book author is an endless annual treadmill of updating these freaking books every time Apple or Microsoft or Google sneezes. So, yeah, this will be something like the fifth time I've written this book.
Well, the beauty for you is they sneeze a lot, correct? So you can always sell a new updated book.
Well, let's put it this way. I started my career writing dummies books, blah, 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 for dummies. And I did the Max for Dummies, which had to be updated every year. And I also did classical music for dummies and opera for dummies and magic for dummies that only had to be written once. And they're still sitting on the store shelves. So there are no new classical music composers. They're staying dead. And there's a certain luxury in not having to revise the books every year.
All right. This one in particular is for folks who have not yet moved to some of the Apple products, the Mac in particular. It's a guide to help you make that smooth transition. You know, I'm shocked there are still so many people who are only now moving over.
Well, it's wild because I have another book that's the best-selling book about the Mac itself, called Mac OS X, The Missing Manual, now in the Lion Edition. And this switching book is sort of a spin-off. It's divided into three sections. The first third is all about the differences between Mac and Windows. You know, one-button mouse, two-button mouse, disk icons show up on the screen, they don't show up on the screen, things like that. The second third is helping you replace the programs and peripherals that you're used to from the Windows. You know, Microsoft Access is a popular database program that isn't available for the Mac. So you're going to have to find a new database program and so on. And then the third section is literally a copy and paste job from relevant parts of the Mac OS X book that teaches you more about how to use Mac OS X, the Mac operating system. So anyway, so to answer your question the long-winded way, the switching book was a spin-off that we thought would be serving a niche audience, people who are used to Windows coming to the Mac. But little did we know about the tsunami of Apple interest that would take root in the last 5 years, where everything Apple is cool, and the iPhone came along, and the iPad came along. And now there's this halo effect where people are expressing interest in the Mac that they'd ignored for years. So suddenly switching is a big deal.
Have you been surprised at the success of the book?
Astonished. It's one of our best sellers. I thought it was going to be a niche book.
What are some of the main reasons people reach for your book?
Well, I mean, the thing with technology in general, the purpose for the missing manuals is that you buy this nice piece of equipment, you open the box, and there's not a page of instructions anymore. You know, you get a CD maybe, or a website, or you search Google a lot for the answers. But there's no coherent, funny, organized, all-inclusive source of user manual anymore. So that's the whole idea behind the Missing Manual series. And when you're switching from one computer platform to another, it's even worse. You're changing. I mean, both of these machines do the same things. They both print and play music and organize photos and get you online. But the way Microsoft and Apple go about it philosophically is completely different. So it's sort of, you need someone to take you by the hand and say, you know, Microsoft always believed in many options, much flexibility, but that means complexity. Apple believes in giving you fewer choices, but they're all going to work, and they're the ones that Apple deems 80% of the world to find useful. So just an explanation of the difference in philosophy, really.
At some point, will the two be totally compatible?
No, that's a great question. They become more and more compatible over the years. You know, now you can use the same flash drive in both kinds of machines, the same CDs, the same printers, the same cameras, same websites. It no longer matters for a lot of the external stuff. But both Microsoft and Apple have this perverse, passive-aggressive pride in differentiating themselves. Apple doesn't like how Microsoft does things. Microsoft doesn't like how Apple does things. They each cherry-pick each other's ideas, but they philosophically take pride in going a different direction.
All right, last thing. Where do you think there's really a need for a missing manual that doesn't exist just yet?
Well, there's a lot of people asking for a Final Cut Pro missing manual. This is the video editing software they use in Hollywood for TV and movies. And I personally think we could move into non-computer topics. I think we're about ready for taxes, the missing manual, wines, the missing manual, spouses, the missing manual. I think that'd be a hot seller.
Something that you could do much more interesting research on, huh?
That's right.
Especially the wines one. Once again, the book is called Switching to the Mac, The Missing Manual, Lion Edition. The author, David Pogue. David, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you.